And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach for our San Diego County Ford Dealers live broadcast number 2 for 2018. And what a show we have for you today on this 4th of July weekend, or week, shall we call it here. We have Rod Halpern from Team Bad Company and Mike Spivey, a wounded vet here, as well as from Freedom Alliance, Pepper Ayler. We're going to have some very special guests later on in the show, including Anthony Hesch. We're talking about War Heroes on the Water fishing tournament coming up in August here today, and a lot more. Come on down, win some prizes. We have thousands and thousands of dollars of prizes to give away here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, so come on down. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. What an awesome day to do a live broadcast, and what a cool broadcast this is going to be. This is going to be a fun show.
Already have a great crowd assembled here. We have the Shimano casting contest already in full swing here. A lot going on here at Mossy Ford, so come on down. It's easy to find right off the 5 freeway. When you came from the North Rod, it's a Grand Garnett exit right there.
Yeah, I just went straight, and it was on the right, and there it was.
There you go.
This is the easiest dealership to get to, super easy to find, and it's easy from everywhere. In between Grand and Garnett, it's Mossy Ford. Everybody knows where Mossy Ford's at.
4th of July sell-a-thon going on right now here at Mossy Ford. We're going to hear from the guys at Mossy here later on in the show about the incredible deals they have. They have, I think they said, four Raptors in stock. Nobody has four Raptors in stock. The Ford Raptor? Are you
kidding me? Sounds good to me, dude. Yeah,
yeah,
you can't
those
get your
things
hands
are
on
awesome.
Those.
They're right around here. And a lot more tremendous inventory. We had to spend most of the morning clearing out cars because they have so much inventory. So they need to sell them, and this is the time. We always say, when you want to buy a Ford car or a truck, the sell-a-thon is the time to do it because the deals are unprecedented, because it's not only the dealer-dealers deals, but it's also the deals that Ford gives incentive-wise to the dealers to make these things happen on the sell-a-thon. So come on down to Mossy Ford right now. We have, like I said, we have a couple $1,000 in prizes that Tommy P and the Cowboy are giving away. Cowboy's got his famous donuts and cookies going on. We have Rapala lures, we have a bunch of Shimano lures, including the Colt Sniper jerk baits that you can't even buy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a hot item to get right now.
Yeah, they're not even in inventory. They're sold out, but we have them here to give away. We have AFCO products, including AFCO bait net and AFCO belts. We have, what else do we have? Their AFCO shirts and just tons of
Yeah, a bunch of Rapala lures and AFCO bait scoops, and yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah. We have thousands of dollars in prizes to give away. In addition to giving away, this is the second of four chances you have to win those great prizes that were given away, that trip for two to Rancho Leonero on Alaska Airlines and the Hobie Kayak from Fast Lane, as well as the trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing. So come on down, Mossy Ford, sign up for the casting contest, get a ticket. So that's what you do. You want to sign up for the casting contest when you get here, and you want to grab a ticket in the for the drawing, as well as when you grab that ticket, fill out the certificate, one per person on the certificate, and you get into the drawing, because we qualify two people today out of eight. One for the random drawing that'll happen at 9 o'clock this morning for those two great grand prizes that'll be given away later this summer, and then the other one is going to be the winner of the casting contest that hasn't qualified yet. So I want to welcome our great guest here, Rod Halpern from Team Bad Company. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Pete. Morning, Ricky. Good morning. To see you guys.
So, of course, Team Bad Company, I think everybody knows Team Bad Company and Anthony Shea and his group, Steve Lasley and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Anthony's Navy, right?
Pretty much. He's, got the, yeah.
he's
the Admiral.
He's the Admiral now.
He's the Admiral. Yeah. And Anthony is such a generous guy and gives so much, and he created this War Heroes on the Water fishing tournament with his Navy and then some other parts of Southern California's finest sport fishers. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it's a really neat deal. So, you know, Anthony's very appreciative of the sacrifices that our servicemen have made and continue to do so. And he took a group out, took them fishing, and was so touched by them that he wanted to do more and something greater. So he says, hey, let's get together, maybe 20 vets, get about five boats. We'll have a little weekend tournament out in California. We think, Rod. I'm like, yeah, sounds great. Well, let's involve the Southern California sport fishing community to help support this thing, and that's really what we're doing. We're up to 12 boats. We're up to 27 vets. We're kind of at max capacity. I bet you I could have 25 boats and 100 vets based on the support we're getting from the community.
Sure.
But what we're doing, we're taking these guys out. We've got Mike Spivey here with us, who's going to be one of the vets that's going to be joining us. We're going to have three per boat fishing on three days aboard some of the best sport fishers out here. We've got Gambler. We've got Bad Company. We've got unbelievable.
The who's who, for sure, of the nicest, most accomplished sport fishing boats and teams and captains and owners that are around.
The captains are incredible. These guys are falling over themselves to really support these guys. We got Lasley. We've got Jim Kingsmill, Billy Miyagawa, Dave Hansen, we got Kyle from the Pacific Pine. I mean, we got all kinds of guys. Everywhere we turn around, we just got the beak to come run the chaser. I mean, two Hall of Famers.
Wow.
So we got great captains and crews, great boats. But the support from the community that we've gotten, we're taking donations. I'm here to put my hands out and say give to these guys. We're going to run this tournament as great as we can for these guys. We want to raise money for the Freedom Alliance and the other groups, Freedom Fighter Outdoors, we're working on. They do great things for these guys. It's a chance for this Southern California sport fishing community to show these guys how much we appreciate them. Anthony's spearheading it. We got a great team. It's not just me helping put this thing together. I got a team of five or six people that are really working super hard. A lot of hard work goes behind this thing. It's going to be fantastic.
This is so cool.
We've got great prizes, trips we're going to give away, silent auction stuff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, going to be, and it's all based in Avalon.
Well, we're gonna base it out of Avalon. We can't really be in town. It's too busy that weekend. But we're gonna do on the Saturday morning, which is August the 18th. We're going to assemble all the boats in front of Avalon. We're going to do a national anthem salute.
Rad.
When we have a performer we haven't announced yet that's going to be doing that. Pretty cool deal. And then we're out. So we'll have our 12 boats out there in front of town, kind of like the old shotgun start for the Catalina Classic or something like that. And then what we're offering is for people or groups that can donate at least $500, we'll give you an honorary entry into this tournament. It means I want you there with your – we'll give you a tournament flag, hat, shirt, all that cool stuff.
Wow.
So when we do our national anthem and we see what's going on, there's not our 12 boats. There's another 20, 30, 40,
cool.
God knows how many boats. And all weekend when we're fishing and we see these guys with their tournament flags up, those are all guys that reached in their pocket and said, hey – we love these guys. We appreciate what you do, and we want you to know it.
Wow. That's awesome, how appropriate, man, to have this show on 4th of July weekend, too. And Mike Spivey, good morning.
Morning. Hello,
Mike.
Thanks. Are you excited about this tournament?
I am.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experiences in the war and such like that and how you became part of this organization with Rod and Anthony and such.
Well, I was a combat engineer in the Marine Corps. I did a tour to Iraq and then Afghanistan, and while I was over there, I was out sweeping for mines and missed one, and ended up losing my left hand and took a bunch of shrapnel on my back and everything like that. And then, what was it? I got introduced to Freedom Alliance. What was it? I think it was about a year ago. My wife, she was my fiance at the time, was going to the gym with Bob, who knows Pepper, and we kind of linked up that way.
All right. So. Very good. And I believe we have Bob Pepper from the Freedom Alliance on the phone. Good morning, Pepper.
Good morning, Pete, good morning, Rick, Rod, and Mike.
All right. Tell us a little more about what Mike was talking about how he hooked up with you and Rod, and how this all came about and all the great work you're doing for our war heroes.
Thank you. I work for Freedom Alliance, and one of the ways we recruit some of these vets and go out in the communities and find those who are in need is through word of mouth. We do official channel searches through the hospitals and stuff, but Mike is a classic story of one of our supporters finding a vet who needed a little help and contacting Freedom Alliance. So our good friend Bob Hamer is a former undercover FBI agent, helped our founder write a book about some of the Marines that had been hurt overseas. And so he knew Mike, and they were looking for some remodeling on their homes, and that's just one of the many programs Freedom Alliance does. And so that's how we got involved with Mike, got to know him a little bit better, and he you got to ask him about this, but he's been competing in snowboarding. And even made the team for the Paralympic team that went to Korea. And so we were able to help him out there, too. And he's an avid fisherman. So when this tournament popped up, Mike was first on our mind.
That's fantastic. So, Rod, what is the base of the tournament are going to be targeting? What species?
So it's we got it spread out across 10 different species. Kind of, we don't know how the weather's going to be. We don't know how the fishing's going to be. And we wanted some strategy there. So they're fishing from inshore stuff like calico, halibut, sea bass. We're going to have a rockfish division there. Then all the good offshore stuff, you know, the yellowfin and bluefin tuna, yellowtail, dorado, marlin, and if someone can get a swordfish, well, they'll probably win the whole thing.
Yeah, automatic win.
Yeah, so we got it set up pretty cool, Pete, real quick, is that you get points for catching qualifiers, and you can weigh your biggest, heaviest of each one. And we weighted the points, so, you know, maybe a 10-pound calico would equal a 100-pound bluefin, so you're not out of the running for fishing inshore.
Cool.
And then you combine your points, you got a bunch of different categories to pay out for these guys, most points in each division and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, so is Anthony fishing with Leslie, one of the boats?
Yeah, he'll be on the Bad Company 92.
The 92, okay.
Yeah, so the 144 is our host boat. We'll be having dinners on that every night, hosting everybody, anchored up in Avalon or near Avalon or in Pyramid or wherever we're going to be. Three nights in a row.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Are you looking forward to that, Mike?
Yes, I am.
What do you want to catch?
Everything.
Yeah, everything. It doesn't matter, right?
Good answer.
So, it almost seems like, you know, the way Leslie and Anthony target swordfish, it's almost like if you're on that boat, you know what they're going to go after, right?
Well, yeah, we got all these competitive guys, and they're going to want to win this
thing. Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have to make some strategy in 2 days. How do I get my guys a limit of all these different fishes to max it up and a big kicker, a nice one, you know, to kind of put them over the top? because I know these guys are fishing for it, but we all know that Jimmy's fishing against Steve, who's fishing against Zeke, who's fishing against Dave, who's fishing against all these guys, right?
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so there's going to be an interesting little side tournament there for that, for sure.
And no doubt Steve Lasley is the man, one of the best, you know, fishing captains that have been around, but the list of talent that you guys have in here, this is some real deal. Like you say, the bragging rights amongst the boys are going to be as much fun as the fishing, as much fun as the tournament. I mean, this is going to be a really cool event.
Yeah, and we've got a couple, we have two extra boats that will be carrying staff, but they're equipped. If we have a breakdown or something happens, we've got a backup boat ready to go. And they've got some pretty good crews. I mean, nice boats. You know, they're, you know, no slouches on this thing.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we got when determined with Mark Levine and Motivator with Shano are your backup boats. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really cool that the Southern California sport fishing community really came together for our vets here.
It's really
a neat deal.
You know, I got a list here of just guys that have like donated and sponsored, and it's a who's who of our sport fishing community. We got all the marketing groups, guys like yourself, like having us on Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, The Log, Western Outdoor News, Bloody Desk, whatever we can do to push it. I called Doug at the tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing. Hey, we need somewhere to put T-shirts out. No problem. You got it. Every time I have time to make a phone call to a guy, we get the help that we ask for.
Yeah,
if I ask for something, I get it. It's unbelievable. And this list is just going to keep growing.
Yeah, that's cool. Pepper, so you must do a lot of different things for our war heroes, I'm sure. Have you ever seen anything to the scope of this for these 27 guys that go out and go fishing with these
this
guys?
This is absolutely fantastic. And having 27 vets participate, it's big for us. It really is. But it's well-coordinated. Rod's doing a terrific job of not only garnering support, but all the logistics, all the little details that are coming together. These guys are really going to be taking care of and have a great time.
Yeah, indeed. To explain Freedom Alliance once again to us, and where are you based, and what other types of things do you do?
Sure. Freedom Alliance exists to honor and encourage military service, and that's very broad, but it kind of encompasses the spirit of the organization. We're there to help our military and their families. And so we have just a ton of different programs. The fishing tournament, it kind of falls into our outdoor recreational programs. We know that the great outdoors is a big healing factor for our vets. They want to do it, and great things happen, especially in the cockpit of a boat. When in between those thrills of catching fish, you have a lot of time to talk and digest some of the things that you may be going through. So that's one of our programs is outdoor events. But we also have things like, say, somebody lost both legs. We have the ability to give them an all-terrain wheelchair, one of those tracked tank-looking wheelchairs. We give out grants to those who've been wounded overseas. So they come in the hospital, things are, their whole life has been turned around, and we're able to give them a check just to take care of some of those details, that little gesture that, hey, things are going to be okay. One of our biggest programs is a scholarship fund for the children of those who've been killed or become 100% disabled. And that program, we give out over $1.3 million each year to over 300 kids of military heroes. We give out mortgage-free homes occasionally. As I was telling you with how we met Mike, we started a partnership with U.S. Bank that we can go in and repair some homes that need it for our veterans, and the list goes on.
Wow, that's great. Really great. What a great organization. And how, if somebody wants to be involved with Freedom Alliance, you have a website that people can find you?
Yes, thank you. www.freedomalliance.org is our website, and you can go check out. I just named a few things. I could talk all day about this organization. I've been working there for 13 years, and it's just one of those very genuine staff, and we're doing great things for our veterans.
Yeah, you certainly are. And I'll tell you what, do you get to come out and fish in this tournament or be a part of it?
I'll be riding along, yes. I'm very excited about it.
I don't think you want to miss this one. Southern California at Catalina on these fabulous boats with the best captains and crews in the business. I mean, this is unprecedented.
It's going to be very, very exciting. I'm happy to be able to be a first-hand account.
Yeah, you bet. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Come on down to Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Still a lot of time left to come on and join the Shimano Casting Contest and win some great prizes from the Cowboy and Tommy P. And when you get here, of course, like we said, go see the guys at the Casting Contest. Dave's got the board over there at the casting. And sign up for the casting contest. One person that qualifies today for those great prizes we're going to give away. And tell them the rest of the stuff,
yeah,
Rick.
Boy, you're not kidding. Just so much a great opportunity. And again, we want you to come down, be support the War Heroes on the Waters event, and just come down and have a good time and hang out, listen to some fun fishing with us, and win some great prizes. So many cool opportunities to participate in the show and win some great stuff. Every person in attendance today that wants to ask a question and step up to the microphone, just see Tommy P. or see the Cowboy, let them know that you want to ask a question, and everybody that does is going to be in the running for winning a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, a really nice pair of Maui Jims. This one's the Canola Coast with that great blue and black frame and the incredible blue Hawaii lens, their newest lens, a great pair of glasses. And we want to thank our friends at Maui Jim for letting us offer that to one lucky person that steps up to the microphone today. Again, as Pete said, in the casting contest, we're going to have three winners of the casting contest. Those guys are going to win a Shimano rod, they might win a Shimano tackle box, or they might pick the Shimano lure and Rapala lure package. So a very cool three prizes for our first, second, and third place there. In addition to that, as Pete had mentioned, the winner is going to go into one of the qualifiers for winning those great grand prizes, both the trip to Rancho Leonero as well as the trip to Cedros and the Hobie kayak that goes along with it. Everyone in attendance, again, is going to get the ticket for winning a bunch of great prizes that we're giving away, plus fill out your entry form to be one of those eight qualifiers to win one of our double grand prizes. Again, it's a trip for one to Cedros kayak fishing and a Hobie Mirage kayak from our good friends at Fastlane Sailing, or Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay.
That's about $4,500 for the product there.
How cool is that?
Or more.
Yeah.
No, actually, yeah. It's probably, yeah, a little more than that even.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, especially with the trip. And, again, you could win that from either winning the casting contest or just showing up and filling out a ticket and being a random draw winner. In addition to that, we're also giving away a trip for two to Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape. It includes 2 days of fishing and round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines from San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos. We're going to draw the qualifier at the end of the show today, and again, you must be you must be present to win, but you got an hour and a half. Come on down. There's tons of time.
Super easy
to find. It's going to be a great time. Participate in the casting contest. We give away so much stuff during the breaks. It's just a fun show and a celebration of this great tournament that's going on, the War Heroes on the Water. Again, if you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. You can give us a call on the phones. That's 858 area code 457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090 or better yet, just come down and join us. We're live. It's Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. You stay tuned. You got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight to partying through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana, water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olokai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olokai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olokai.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Baxter. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Don't forget, this is Sell-a-thon weekend, the weekend you want to buy a Ford car or truck here at Mossy Ford and PB. They're stocked up. They have Raptors all the way to the economical cars. And don't forget, SG&G announced that they're going to give an extra $500 rebate for an electric car now. So that's pretty awesome there. So come on down to Mossy Ford today and make a deal of a lifetime here on come on down, win some product here, and join in the fun of the Shimano Casting Contest. A lot going on here at Mossy Ford. And I want to thank our buddy Isaiah. This is his first solo broadcast here without Grandpa Dick, and we're sure going to miss our engineer, Dick Warren. But we have the chief, who he trained so well for so many years here at our live broadcast, and Isaiah's going to carry on for Grandpa. And this is, I know, a tough situation for Isaiah to be here today, but we want to give him a big hand.
Yeah, no doubt, please.
And being courageous and being here for us today. And thanks, Isaiah. And he did the absolute perfect job of setting up. Grandpa trained him quite well. Those of you that are interested in the services for Dick Warren, our engineer who passed away a couple weeks ago, I have the information right here. If you want to go to the service, it is going to be Saturday, July 21st, a couple weeks from today, here in Claremont Mesa. So you want to join in the celebration. You know, the other thing, too, that Dick set up, Dick was a big supporter of the Palomar College radio station there, the KKSM, and he was a chief engineer there for many, many years. And they've set up a online donation to the Dick Warren Scholarship, Memorial Scholarship Fund. So that information is here, too. So you want to give a donation to the Memorial Scholarship Fund for our Dick Warren there, the Memorial Scholarship Fund. The information's on this sheet, so feel free to pick it up right here and enjoy it. And let's go ahead and bring up Matt from the Mesa to start things off here. Good morning, Matt.
Matt's making his way up to the microphone here, so perfect day.
All right, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. I was wondering, what kind of backing do you need to be able to go all in on some of these tournaments you guys have fished in the past, as far as being able to enter like all the jackpots
cost wise?
Well, I guess that depends on the tournament. The the big boys, the Bisbee down there, and I think if you're in across the board there, it's somewhere around $64,000.
I think it was 70, yeah, like close to 70 grand,
yeah,
this year.
So that's probably the biggest, just that tournament. It doesn't include getting your boat, getting your crew, getting your gear, all that kind of stuff. When we were running Catalina Classic up here, if you were across the board, you were around 10 grand for your entry.
Okay.
That term doesn't exist anymore, but but anyway, it depends on the tournament and stuff like that. It's when you're in the money tournaments and pushing your money in, it's all about making your bets and your little mini tournaments for each of those jackpots. So you just gotta, like, it's kind of like playing poker.
I'd love to know, like, the side bets amongst some of the clearly there are some of those guys that money is lesser of an issue than others, and pushing around and betting, amongst friendly competition. Like, I would just love to know what some of the bets of, like, the highest rollers are.
Yeah.
Just, buddy to buddy, I guarantee you we're going to knock you out of this thing.
Some of those brown bag deals would probably make our head spin.
I know. I know that with the tackle store, like at Fisherman's, we've been lucky enough that a couple of the boats that we've worked with for like the last 3 years have placed extremely high, like one, a second, a third, one again, you know, that kind of thing. And with that, we had all of a sudden this big rush of people these last couple of years that just who we'd never dealt with before, guys from Texas or whatever, the fish tournament, but heard like, oh, these guys did the line for this boat and that boat. And the month leading up to the Bisbees, all the time these giant crates would show up with, you know, a dozen 130s, and it would just be, oh, I heard you guys did the line for these guys. I want you to take care of all this. I mean, people we've never even seen or known before, like, here's a $6,000 tackle order. We just want this. And then just ship it back to us, you know, next day air. Money's no issue. Just do whatever it takes. It's some of the money that rolls down through those tournaments is pretty darn impressive.
Guys are serious.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Some serious business. Hey, thanks a lot for coming down to Mossy Ford, Matt. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
And, Pepper, we want to jump over to you and say thank you very much for what you're doing for our war heroes on the water here and all the things you do through the Freedom Alliance. We have a busy show here today, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. But once again, if somebody wants more information on Freedom Alliance, how do we get a hold of you, Pepper?
Well, thank you guys for having me on and letting us talk about this tournament. It's going to be a big message to our vets that are participating, as well as all those military people in the area. If you want to learn more about it, there's two websites you can go to, thewarheroesonwater.com to learn just about this event, or you can go to freedomalliance.org to find out more about our charity.
All right. Very good. Pepper, keep on doing what you're doing. And have a great tournament. I know it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be incredible. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thanks, Pepper.
Let's bring up Berkeley Andrews, Seakeeper. What's up, Berkeley?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Rod, and Anthony. How's everybody doing?
Oh, doing great. I wish I was out on my boat with my Seakeeper right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day to be on the water, but we have a great crowd here at Mossy Ford. And how is Seakeeper participating in War Heroes on the Water?
Well, we are definitely on board. I know Rod pretty well, and Seakeeper is happy to support our vets and everything they do for America, Pete. So yeah. we are a sponsor, and we are donating $1,000 to these guys, and you know
I'm putting you on the list. I'm writing you down right now.
Okay,
Seakeeper,
I heard it.
Cool.
Heard it right there. $1,000 from Seakeeper. That's fantastic. Now, Of course, Anthony has Seakeepers in every one of his Navy, of his boat there. Anthony's Navy. I know Rod's putting one in his boat. I know I have one in my boat. It is just the most amazing thing. You know, people come up to me all the time and say, "What's that Seakeeper like?" And I go, the only way I can describe it is amazing. It's pretty much what it does. It's like, and your slogan is kind of keep, take a ride, be amazed, right?
That's right. That's what it's all about. And feeling is believing. And it's, you know, we do these demo boats and you get them out and that's what it's all about. And, you know, now that we're introducing gyros for boats down to 27 feet, you know, I get all these guys from Alaska are getting excited. Ricky actually gave me a nice lead the other day. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah,
but it's just blowing people away. Just the fatigue factor is big. You know, when you're in these tournaments, that's the competitive edge that you want that everybody else might not have, and that's what wins them.
That's awesome. So how are you? So you're going to be there, of course, giving $1,000. Are you going to be over in Avalon? I know that's like your second home.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's one of the greatest places in the world. There's no question about it. And to be a part of a big tournament like that is very exciting. And you guys are doing a great job this morning. Thank you for everything, and thank these vets for everything. It's really an awesome tournament. Sounds very exciting.
Awesome, Berkeley.
Well, thanks for the support, War Heroes on the Water, and all your support of the fishing industry, Berkeley Andrews and Seakeeper. Good morning, Berkeley. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Wayne Cotto is here. Good morning, Wayne.
I was going to say, I can tag on when Berkeley said, you know, we gave a nice lead in Alaska. That was a very selfish thing. The guy, Simon, on the Mackay that I fish with is building a new boat, and very selfishly, I told him, like, you know, got to have a sea keeper because we go fishing. Yeah. I want to get to go fishing on a boat with a sea keeper. So.
Can you imagine?
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Simon needs that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
He better have it. Good morning, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing terrific. Big announcement this week, right?
Great announcement, guys. Hey, after all this time, we've been out there looking for a new assistant director to help me out. We hired Chris Arechidaro from Fisherman's Landing. He was working on the he's the owner of the Black Diamond Sport Fishing six-pack, and he's coming on as our AD starting Monday.
Hey, how cool. Yeah, Chris is such a cool guy. I got a chance to meet him the other day, and such a personable fellow and a true fisherman and six-pack operator, the whole deal. How's he going to have time to do all this, Wayne?
He's going to have to give up his operation for the Blackjack. He's got a bunch of guys that are going to run the boat, and his family's going to run the boat.
For the Blackjack.
For us, he's going to be full-time and then some, right?
Yeah.
Helping us out. In fact, he's up there right now volunteering up in Dana Point right now at the captain's meeting at with the Battle of the Bays tournament.
Oh, that's great.
Battle of the Bays, the final, fourth and final installment of the tournament is next Saturday up in Dana Point.
Very good.
Pure water sports. So they're up there helping that out right now. And then coming up in August, we got the BD Offshore Tournament coming up, and it's going to help out the San Diego chapter. That'll be August 10th, 11th, and 12th, so that'll be a big one
for all
of us. That's
a big event, and then, of course, that's going to be combined with the annual San Diego chapter banquet, right?
Yeah, the tournament is going to benefit CCA San Diego, and then we're also going to parlay in with our raffle, and we're going to help them with the food and the fundraising side of it. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's awesome, Wayne.
All right.
It'll be good.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, Wayne, keep up the great work. How does it feel to finally have help, that much-needed help?
Can't wait.
Your search was extensive. You spent, I got to say, 6 months, yeah.
6 months looking for the right person.
Well, and I think Chris is really going to do a fantastic job.
I do, too.
It just seems perfect, and he cleared all the hurdles, so he must be good.
Yeah.
He's got some big shoes to fill.
But yeah. how great that it's a guy from the sport fishing world. I mean, certainly knows what we're up against, and somebody that's willing to put their time in and fight on our behalf, just like yourself, Wayne. And I'm with you. I think that's such a great fit, and really excited to hear
about
it.
Probably the biggest factor was we wanted somebody from the fishing industry that has the passion that we all have about our industry. So he's going to be able to put it back. He's got an English degree out of San Diego State. He's done marketing. He's done communications. He's done stints with promotions and all the stuff that we do.
This
so
is great.
It's going to be a good fit.
Good news.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks, Wayne, for coming down. Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. Appreciate that. Appreciate all you do. Bill Frankel's down here from Cardiff. Bill, step up to the mic. Time for you to have a chance to win those Maui Jim sunglasses. Of course, as we always say, if we don't get to your question through the time here, we'll certainly still qualify you at the end of the show for the Maui Jim sunglasses.
Lean right into that mic, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Good morning. Good morning.
All right, good. So yellowfin, bluefin tuna, and the dolphins. How can you, from looking out there, can you tell without being in the middle of the pack?
Meaning like...
If they're running with them, how can you identify that?
Rod, what do you think? You can our guy in the sky... Of course, Tom Green can find out. He can tell you exactly how big they are and whether they're bluefin, yellowfin, the whole deal.
Yeah, I don't. From my perspective, we stay outside of them. I find that the porpoise that run to the boat aren't holding fish. If they come and jump around the bow and got interested in the boat, more often than not, those ones aren't holding as much. The ones that kind of stay themselves, move in a direction, they have a purpose. If I can stay outside of them and get in front of them, I got a better chance of catching them. But I just mostly follow Rick's boat around and see what he does.
I think that birds are a very telltale sign also. That certainly does not mean that, you know, birds on a porpoise school means that it's, you know, for sure tuna or for sure not. But oftentimes when you'll see a big porpoise school with no birds on it, they're lesser active. And a bird a lot of times will maybe give away, if there happens to be tuna on that school of dolphins, a lot of times the birds will give out where they are. You know, you could have a dolphin school that's spread out over a half mile, but on the front, you know, right leading edge, that's where all the terns are picking and following, and a lot of times that will clue you into where that bulk of fish is, or it might be at the back of the school or forward or something like that. So I think birds are the best, are yet another indicator of what could be. And I totally agree with Roddy. Like the ones that are doing black backflips and instantly suck up right under your bow and ride the wake, maybe more often than not are not the ones that are holding as good as the ones that are. Like the ones that are on a mission, a lot of times you know it rolling up in them. They don't care what you're doing. They're all moving the same direction. They're all moving fast. They're not flips. Like you can tell they got something on their mind.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for coming down to Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach this morning. Appreciate that. Mike, let me ask you ever caught a tuna?
I have.
Yeah, bluefin, yellowfin?
Last year I caught a 40-pound bluefin.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Mike was saying he was on the Tuna Wars trip last week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Got skunked.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Which captain were you with?
I was on the Tribute.
On the Tribute.
Paul Hebert.
All right. Very good. Well, it was a little tougher this year. They saw a lot of tuna. They had a lot of tuna viewing this year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that stuff's finally starting to bite a little bit. So I think you guys will be getting on something, especially with the captains you're going out with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. Time for the cast man right now, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
You got it. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to those San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burger at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. You can pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked, and what a perfect thing to do on a 4th of July week here, a little Saturday after the live broadcast. Head on down to Fish Pros the Market, Liberty Station, and check them out. Good morning, Cast Man.
Hey, morning, Ricky. Severo.
Cast Man.
It's hot, man. It's damn hot.
It is hot. It's hot, buddy.
Warm. Should be down here in PB. It's not that bad.
Well, I know it. I wish I would. I wish I would have went down there. I mean, it was horrible here yesterday. I had that air conditioner working all day, and oh my God, it's. I'm really looking forward to today too. I don't have any energy to do anything except just sit in an air conditioned room.
Now, what about going fishing?
Well, that'd be good too. I'm telling you, it's probably cooler in the Baja. You know, Loretto's generally a very hot time of year. This time of year for the, you know, temperature wise, you know, they'll get Death Valley hot. But I'll tell you, they got some. It's cooler there than it is here, and the Dorado are really going off down there. Plus, there's a lot of billfish down there, a lot of striped marlin, also a lot of sails. They just got through with that fishing for the mission tournament, and about a 47-pound bull Dorado took that, and plus I think yellowtail was about 29-pound yellowtail took the yellowtail category. So some good fishing going on in Loretto. You know, like I said, this is the time of year for those Dorados. It's been like that, you know, as far as I can remember, June, July, August, great, great Dorado fishing. Move down to La Paz there. Some pretty good fishing going on out of Saravo Island down there off Muertos Bay. They're still getting some nice tuna, both at the north end of Saravo and at the south end of Saravo. Fish up to 40, 50 pounds. And they had a pretty good wahoo bite go off there around Ronca Montaña, getting some nice 40 to 50-pound wahoo. So that was really good. Of course, guys that are targeting roosters along those beaches around Las Arenas and the other sandy beaches there in that area, I've been getting some nice roosters up to 30, 40 pounds, so that's going well also. Moved down to East Cape and down into San Jose del Cabo there, around Punta Gordo. It's just amazing the amount of striped marlin that are there right now. There's so many marlin, and there's a ton of bait in the water, both along the beaches and then out 10, 12 miles. Just plenty of bait. Even though there is a good bait supply, the marlin are still biting, and some boats releasing 3, 4, 5, 6 a day. So some really good marlin bite going on. Also the yellowfin tuna up there at that San Luis and Vinorama and the Iman banks there. Slowed down quite a bit earlier in the week. It was starting to pick up again at the end of the week. Of course, we had the remnants there of that Hurricane Fabio, which is pushing a lot of the big swell up here, passed by offshore and created some pretty good swell down there in the Baja. But that was about it. Nothing else going on. But, you know, Baja right now, it's the time to be down there fishing. Like I say, from Loretto, La Paz, East Cape, San Jose, Del Cabo, and Cabo, it's really good fishing. And look for that to even get even better as we get through with this full moon phase that's just starting to wane now. So, I'm going to see some really good fishing reports coming up the next few weeks. Anyway, anybody that wants to book a trip in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday, Cast Man. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand up to the microphone. We got great catch reports coming. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. An awesome day, giving away so much great stuff. Again, there's still plenty of time to come down and join us. I wish the people that are at home listening could just see the amount of fun giveaways that go on, the casting contest. It's a really good time. We really want you to come down and participate. And come down and donate some money to Rod and the War Heroes on the Water, too. It's going to be a good time. With that, we're going to jump right back into the phones and talk to Eric Peterson is on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Good morning. Rod, you know this guy.
Yeah, Eric, he's helping me out. He's putting some motors in my boat here.
Yeah, right on. Nice.
I think hopefully next week they're going to put in. He's been doing a great job doing the prep work at Marine Diesel Services. And, gosh, it's been quite a project. He flew to Texas with me to help pick him up and pick him out and everything. So Eric's been a great partner so far.
New motors.
Right
That's
on,
awesome.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget about Seakeeper.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Seakeeper, and he's the Seakeeper dealer, so he's my Seakeeper install guy, putting in the comments.
Okay. Right on.
So that and, you know, part of this deal, we had the guys, the McWinnies from Sunset Aquatic Yard, where the boat's been out for the last 9 months. They're a big sponsor of this thing, so everywhere, you know, we turn around, we got guys supporting this thing. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, that's really awesome, cool. Eric.
No, it's a good deal. Rod's a great guy. He deserves it. You know, he's going to have a great boat with some great engines. He's going to have a boat that's now stabilized as well. You know, he's part of the community, and it's all about helping everybody, so that's what we like to do here.
That's pretty cool. Well, good for you, and your support of the War Heroes on the Water fishing tournament. You going to participate?
Yeah, we are. My company's likes to give back as well, and it seems like a great way to do it. You know, let's get our veterans on the water. Let's support the fishing community that also supports my company, and we want to donate $2,500 towards it.
Woo! Hey, right on, Eric.
Admiral Peterson. Look at that. In the Admiral's Club at $2,500. That's the big roller.
That's
awesome, man. We appreciate that
very much. My pleasure. My pleasure. It started back with me at 18 years old with a fishing fleet here in Newport Beach. Turned into the private community, working with some of our, you know, named captains today. So give back.
That's a really cool deal. And again, the name of your company is?
Marine Diesel Services, Costa Mesa.
All right. And you do everything from putting in sea keepers to putting in engines and repairing the whole deal?
Engines, generators, transmissions. We're authorized dealers for Cummins, Volvo, Penta, Northern Lights, obviously Sea Keeper. Specialize in most of the brands, so we can take care of all the normal maintenance for most of the boaters out there, but we can really cater for everything we're dealers for.
Wow.
That's so
fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I hope he's busy next couple of days and isn't available for anybody. But after that, he's very
good. Rod, give me a couple of days so we can finish your boat.
Okay, so let's put him on the spot. Is he going to be ready for August 16th, War Heroes on the Water with that boat?
I think so.
Oh,
that's a yes.
Go.
All right, you got him on. You got him recorded.
Okay.
Eric,
right.
That's really
we're
cool,
on it.
Buddy.
All right, thanks, Eric. I appreciate
Eric.
It, bud.
All right, $2,500 donation from Marine Diesel Services. Thanks, Eric.
That's
appreciate
cool.
They're very, very much. Really, really fantastic. All right, Sarah Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Isn't that the way it goes, right? Sarah Lee's here at Mossy Fort. And don't forget, while Sarah Lee's stepping, I want to remind you this is the Cellathon weekend. It's going on through the weekend here. Best time to buy a Ford car or a truck here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. So come on down and make a deal. Good morning, Sarah Lee.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. We're glad you're here again for another year. With the warm weather coming in, do you think it will bring the Dorado in quicker?
Well, already we have yellowfin tuna in the count, which is unbelievable for this early in July, right?
Right. Yeah, that's
what
great.
Do you think, Rod? Are we going to see Dorado?
I think so. I know, honestly, I've been stuck in the boatyard and I've been having my head stuck in the sand on purpose. I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I got to think if the yellowfin are around, there's other stuff on the kelps out there. Those Dorado will move in. The stripers will move in. We're going to get a nice little push. These hurricanes down below is going to push all that stuff up. That's my crystal ball.
Everything's lining up really, really well this year.
I think we'll see it sooner than later because of this great yellow. And that's something we really haven't even got a chance to talk about yet is how good the yellowfin tuna fishing became in a snap of a finger. Like, you know, 4 days ago, there were two caught, and everybody thought, oh, look at that, there was a yellowfin. And then 3 days ago, another boat caught two. And then all of a sudden, you know, flip your finger, and there was fish caught at the yellowfin caught at the Coronado Islands and yellowfin caught up at Dana Point, and then the next day all of a sudden boats were having big scores. You know, our you know, multi-day boats were having 100. I think the Independence had 140 the other day. The American Angler had about the same. And most of our bluefin tuna has been farther out to the west, so the majority of our boats that have been targeting tuna have been fishing out to the west. And now with this yellowfin down the beach, I know the Pegasus did a two-day trip, and they went south where that yellowfin was, and they had two Dorado on kelp patty. So I'm sure that's just the first wave of lots to come. With, you know, with more guys going south rather than west, it'll probably open up, you know, that more hot water zone, and there'll be more people looking. And, you know, when they're targeting bluefin tuna, they're spending less time fishing kelp patties and flotsam like that. And with the yellowfin now, you target all those things, and we'll probably see a lot more Dorado because of the style of fishing that we'll be doing now that we have this great yellowfin tuna as an option, too. So.
What's the grade of that yellowfin, Ricky?
It's nice. That's the other thing that's
really
a great
nice.
Call. Yeah, the yellowfin is averaged like 25 pounds.
Nice.
I mean, they've been really nice. There's some small ones, too, but the larger majority of that yellowfin has been nice size, 20, 25 pounds, even 30-pounders. And, I mean, a little bit of small fish to go with it, but again, the bulk of it is definitely that nice, big, bigger than footballs for sure. If this sets up the way that it is with the trophy-grade bluefin that we have out to the west and out towards San Clemente and then the great yellowfin fishing for numbers, we could be in for a hellaciously great summer. So I think it's nothing but a good one, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it for sure. All right, let's step up to the mic again. How about Pablo is hanging out with us. Pablo, you still hanging here at Mossy Ford? Come on, Pablo. All right, Pablo stepping up to the mic. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Question for you.
For Mike.
There was a great movie out, 12 Strong. Did you happen to see that about Afghanistan?
I have not had a chance to see that yet. I've been traveling so much the last couple of months.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really been able to catch it.
Did you serve in Afghanistan?
I served in Iraq and Afghanistan,
oh,
yes.
Oh, great. Hey, I just want to say thanks for all your help, everything you guys do.
Right, thank
but
you.
That movie is amazing. Those guys, they're heroes.
Oh, fantastic, Pablo. Thank you very much for coming.
I was talking to Mike during the break about his training schedule between snowboard and surf and everything else like that. You have a very ambitious schedule between training and when off season is, you know, it turns to surf and snowboard, and you definitely don't sound like you have a lot of slack time, you know.
I do not.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. All right. Well, hey, let's have another step up.
Actually, we're going to have Brian from Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach right here step up to the mic here. Brian, good morning.
What's up, Brian? Good morning. How you guys doing?
Right. Great. Sell-a-thon weekend is the time to buy a Ford car or truck, period.
Absolutely. So we have F-150s at $199 a month.
What?
We have Ford Escapes, zero down, $189 a month. Ford Escapes, $2,200 down, $99 a month. We have 0% for 72 months and $3,000 rebates on Fusions. We've got sales on Mustangs, all F-Series, so it's definitely a big weekend.
Wait a minute. Back up. The F-150 for $199 a month, this is like the old one, not the aluminum body F-150.
Brand new crew cab F-150.
The aluminum body, the new, it was the one that won Truck of the Year.
41st year in a row, yes.
41st year in a row. For how is that, $199 a month?
Yep.
Yeah, and so is that a lease?
That is a lease.
Lease, and so you don't have to put much money down?
No, you do not.
You just drive away?
Drive away.
Wow, what a fantastic deal. Now, how long does the sell-a-thon go?
Till the 9th, Sunday the 9th.
Sunday the 9th, so
we've got a couple days
means,
left.
Yeah, wait a minute, is that, so Monday the 10th is the 9th, so that means Monday, so it goes to, it's
Monday,
so
right.
2 days left after today, so
correct.
This, today, tomorrow, and Monday, and then that's it.
And that's it.
And why is Mossy Ford able to give all these great deals on Ford cars
We have
trucks?
Over 600 new cars in stock, 100 trucks in stock, the Mossy's own 19 stores.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Owen Mossy is such a great supporter of Let's Talk Hookup and Fisherman, and great guy, and wonderful people. You look at Mossy Ford, the people that work here for a long time, too.
Absolutely.
Because they're good people and good people to work for. And we're very, very grateful that you guys have us here on 4th of July weekend, promote the sell-a-thon, and promote fishing and promote our war heroes here, too. And thanks a lot. So come on down.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mossy Ford, who shall we see?
Come see me, Brian Simicata.
Yeah, right. Brian, okay. Just say, ask for Brian, right?
Ask for Brian.
And come on down, and you'll show him. I just can't get over that. $199 for
yeah.
F-150.
Today I'm here from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, Brian.
I want that Raptor, Brian.
Raptor. Raptors in stock.
Yeah. How many Raptors?
Five Raptors
You have
in stock.
Five Raptors.
Yes.
The impossible-to-get Raptor.
Yes.
Which is the ultimate F-150.
Correct.
It's like the tricked out F-150, shall we call it, right?
Race ready.
Yeah. And you have five of them in stock. Nobody has five of them in
Nobody.
Stock like that. Yeah. So, all right, Brian. Thanks
Brian.
A lot
Thank
for
you very much,
having
guys.
Us down here in Mossy Ford. Bob Dean is here at Mossy Ford. Bob, step up to that mic, and let's talk about some fishing and some war heroes and war heroes on the water. A lot going on here at Mossy Ford. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Questions for Rick. If you were out there, like we have a small boat, say off 20, 22 miles or whatever, all of a sudden we come across some turns, all of a sudden you got a foamer coming up right at you. But there's don't know what they are because I can't tell from a distance. Just a foamer coming right at you and say, would you toss a mackerel, a sardine, a popper, a flatfall? Say you just had 30 seconds to hook something
sure.
up.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd go for?
I mean, for us in a boat, because that's the, you know what we do. We're small boat guys, just the same. And our usually lure of choice has been, at least been this year, has been a surface iron. We like a surface iron with a piece of heavy fluorocarbon leader on it. You like some 80-pound or 100-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon, and we choose surface iron because it's something that we can cast a long way. I mean, the scenario you're describing would be the ideal one where it's coming right to you and you have to do nothing. But more commonly, it's something that, you know, they have their own direction they want to go. And bluefin especially don't tend to like to get super close to the boat. So right. a surface iron is something that you can cast. You can stay, your boat can stay a long ways, and you can cast with some accuracy and get it to them. So that's been the lure of choice for us. But as you know, all of the above work, all of the
Colt Sniper jerkbait that we're giving away today, man, yeah. those things are working well.
Yeah, if you can get your hands on one of those, they're not easy lures to get, but that's a
you
great
could win
choice
one today.
As well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just come down.
Yeah.
I think I saw a Colt Sniper on the table a while ago. I'll
yeah.
see
there
if
go.
I can get that.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You got it, buddy. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch report, see what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.